Good morning. Welcome to Stavanger Lutheran Church for worship today. Special welcome to visitors. We're glad that you chose to come here today. And for you and everyone else, we pray God's blessing on you and this service as we gather in His name to worship. We got stuff happening today, folks. As you know, we all have the Sunday school kids singing, last day of the Sunday school program year. And we look forward to hearing from them in just a few minutes. And following worship, we have our end of the year Sunday school fellowship meal and all church birthday party. I think there's some cake baking and decorating that's happened, and you're all welcome to that. Whether you're visiting or a regular, that'll be downstairs following worship, so if you can, stay for that. We got stuff coming up here that some of it's printed in your announcements. The regular Tuesday Bible studies, the book of Hebrews that we're studying on Tuesday morning and evening, and then also the Shady Oak Bible study that Pastor Eric is leading. You can see either of us for those respective studies if you're interested in more information, and the youth group is meeting this Wednesday at 7. See Pastor Eric about that. Deacon board this Thursday at 7. And next Sunday, worship schedule goes to our summer schedule, 9:30 for worship. No Sunday school, 9:30 for worship. And our first planned outdoor service of the summer will be next Sunday. So 9:30 outdoors, bring a lawn chair, blanket, or you can stand for the whole service if you wish. It's up to you. But a couple trees you could lean against, I suppose. But yeah, come next Sunday. And if you want to sit in your car, we don't have too many bugs yet, but that's an option, because we plan to have the radio transmitter going for the service. So you can just drive up if you want to do that. Invite your friends and come next week at 9:30 for worship outdoors. And a couple other things. We got the insert, if you've seen the yellow insert for the church garage sale, that is put on by our outreach group. We don't have the date set quite yet, but plan to do it in June, and so you can start gathering your items. And when we have the time set, we'll let you know where and when you can take the items. So start gathering those, and we'll have a good sale. Ooh, okay, we got our Habitat for Humanity project going. Our church is. Goal is to raise money for the exterior doors of the Habitat for Humanity Faith Build project, and that we're well underway of that. I think we've raised over $1,000 toward the goal of $2,859. This is one of the 2x4s that'll go into the project. There's a couple more in the back. We have some Sharpies. You can sign and put a Bible verse on, prayer, greeting, and just a way to bless the family that will be receiving the house. And, all right, those of you who would like to help, or even if you wouldn't like to and you'd just be willing to, we'll accept that. We need volunteers, and our day to work on the house is June 28th. Got it? June 28th. 9 o'clock in the morning till about 3 in the afternoon. Lunch will be provided. So if you're able and willing to help, you don't need special skills. If you have them, you can bring your skills. But if you just have hands that are willing to help, see me. We'll get you signed up. June 28th, invite a friend, and we'll go there and work together and help build that house. All right. Oh, yeah, and our congratulations to Akayla Jewell, one of our Sunday school teachers here, to her and Josiah. I don't see them. Okay. They got married yesterday, so praise the Lord. Yeah, I think they're going to church online today, maybe. Yeah, and we pray God's blessings on them. All right, any announcements that I missed that need to be made? Going once, twice, done. Well, our main purpose for being here today is to worship our Lord Jesus. And the call to worship, to set us off in that direction, is from Psalm 68, verses 4 to 6. Sing to God, sing in praise of his name, extol him who rides on the clouds, rejoice before him, his name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. What a gift. And the gift of fellowship, being able to come together to hear your word, to praise you, to pray together. We pray your blessing on this service and all who've gathered here. May your name be lifted up. May our hearts be touched by the good news of Jesus once again, and refreshed with your Holy Spirit, that we may be, Lord, led into a closer walk with you, and a heart that overflows with that good news to share to a world in need of it. So we thank you again and pray your blessing on this time in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like the Sunday school to lead us in song and worship.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The youngest Sunday school class will now sing "This is the Day." They'll sing it once through, then please join them for the second time through. 47, 6 through 7. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing to Him psalm of praise. The kindergartners and first grade class will now sing King of Kings.
God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him but will not die and but have eternal life. We will sing Jesus Loves Me. Please join us on the second time through. Revelation 5:12. Worthy is the Lamb to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. The second and fourth grade class will now sing All in All.
I wanna make you know.
Well, thank you, Joy, and Sunday School kids and all who are helping. What a blessing to hear you declare praises of our Lord and Savior. Let's give him a hand. Well, let's continue to worship as we confess together our sin and hear the words of forgiveness. I invite the congregation to rise as you're able. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us. And for his sake, forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, to us all. Amen. I invite you to remain standing as we confess together our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Scripture reading this morning's from 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 13 through 22. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats, do not be frightened. But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. After being made alive, He went and made proclamation to the imprisoned spirits, to those who were disobedient long ago when God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In it, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. Let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for being a loving Father who bids his children to come, who promises to give good things to those who ask. So we come and we ask. We ask for your blessing upon the union of Kayla Jewell and Josiah Erickson. May you bless them in their marriage. And all, Lord, who have been joined together as husband and wife in holy matrimony, may you strengthen marriages and families throughout your church around the world, Lord, that they may be a testimony of your love for us and your design for how we are to care for one another. We pray, Lord, for your servants you have sent as ambassadors of the good news of Jesus around the world. We thank you for Ben and Sarah as they serve you in Taiwan. We pray your ongoing provision and protection over them, your leading in their ministry among the people of Taiwan. We pray your blessing on their marriage, their children, and the relationships they develop, Lord, with their neighbors. We pray your blessing upon Keith and Lynn as they travel to visit them. Give them good health and a blessed time together and a safe return. We pray also, Lord, for Grant Hansen and Nick Runner from Bethesda Lutheran Brethren of Eau Claire as they travel to Chad for several weeks to help Dan and Claire Rose finish building their house in Doe. We pray you'd help them with their move and for safe travel and good health and stamina. We pray, Lord, for the China Lutheran Seminary as they have immediate and pressing need for two new professors. We pray you would fill these positions with people well suited for this calling. And we pray, Lord, for Dan Venberg as Lutheran Brethren International Mission works with the Japan Lutheran Brethren Synod in determining where Paul and Alexa Fraser will settle in Japan for language study. We ask that together they would seek your direction for partnering with the Japan Lutheran Brethren Church in future mission outreach. We pray, Lord, for those among our fellowship who are suffering illness and suffering loss. We pray for healing. We pray for comfort and strength. We pray you'd help us to be mindful of the needs of one another and to reach out in tangible ways to share your love with both those in our fellowship here and our neighbors in the community. Lord, help us to be your hands and feet, that others may come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would help each of us every day to seek you and to grow in grace. We ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Pastor Eric.
There's so many of you today. Good morning. What is this? What do I have with me today? A present. Is it someone's birthday today?
Yeah. Ours. Everybody. Homer.
Yeah, we're having the all-church birthday party, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're all going to get some cake after church today. Do you guys like birthday parties?
Yeah.
Yeah? What else do you do on your birthday? Yeah. Open presents. What else? That's your favorite part. Yeah, mine too.
I love cake.
Yeah. Celebrate. Yeah. Well, next Sunday is a really special day. Does anyone know what next Sunday is? Yeah? Okay. Next Sunday is a special day called Pentecost. Have you guys ever heard that word before, Pentecost?
No.
Well, Pentecost is the church's birthday. It's the birthday of the church. So a long time ago, after Jesus went back up into heaven to be with his Father, his disciples were waiting in Jerusalem. They were sitting around because Jesus told them, wait, I'm going to send you a very special present. And so they were all sitting around waiting for this gift, and they wondered what it might be. They didn't know what the gift was going to be.
Did they think it was going to be like a toy?
Yeah, what do you guys think the present might have been?
Church.
Maybe the church? A toy, a PlayStation? Well, the disciples were waiting for this present, and they were hanging out in a room in Jerusalem, and there were actually a lot of people who had been gathering in Jerusalem because there was this really important festival going on. It was a really important festival, and people would travel from all over to gather in Jerusalem to celebrate it. So there were people from all over, and the disciples were patiently waiting. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, came the sound of a rushing, mighty wind. It was like there was a tornado right in the room with them, just like this. This is like a tornado, right, guys? And that isn't all. They saw something. Are you ready for this? This is really crazy. They saw something that looked like tongues on fire that came down and rested on each person. Oh, can you imagine what you would think if you saw that? What would you think?
Gross.
Gross? You don't like the flaming tongues? Well, it was a special fire. It was a special fire that didn't burn anyone. It didn't burn their clothes or their hair, but it showed that God's Spirit was there with them. Thank you. Can you think of another time when God shows up in fire? Can you think of another story in the Bible where God shows up and there's fire? No?
Three men.
What's that?
Three men.
Okay, yeah. When they were in the oven and the fourth person appears there and it's God in the fire with them? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I have this show called Super Bucket and Dreams 3.
Uh-huh.
Kids act in time.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The ones with, like, Baal, like they're...
Yeah, when they called fire down from heaven. You guys are getting into a lot more Old Testament stories than I thought with this fire. I thought you guys would think of Moses and the burning bush. Remember that? You thought of it? Yeah, you thought it was so easy. Not even worth mentioning, maybe. Just so obvious. What happened in that story? How did God come to Moses? Yeah.
Moses was just kind of like walking, and the bush was on fire, and God sneaks in.
Yeah.
Throw his staff on the ground.
He
turned to a snake.
Yep. So God came to Moses through the bush that was on fire, right? And so here in our story that we're learning today, God, the Holy Spirit, comes to the people through fire again. And this was the present that Jesus promised to give to his disciples. Can any of you guys read? Yeah? Can you help me? I've got some things that I'd like you to read, if you can just sound them out. They're pretty short words, only maybe 3 or 4 letters each. Can someone read this for me?
No.
What? I thought you guys could read. Who can read this? You can? No. Change your mind. Why can't you guys read that? Because it's upside down. Well, it's not upside down, but it is Hebrew. And I guess you guys aren't teaching your kids Hebrew. Not yet. It's in a different language, isn't it? So you can't read it because you don't know that language. Well, guess what? Something else really amazing happened after this fire came down and rested on the disciples. As they were telling people about God and what God had done for them through Jesus, everyone who heard them talking heard them in their own language. They didn't all speak the same language, and yet all of these people in the crowd heard what the disciples were saying. They heard as they taught about Jesus in their own language. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that cool? That God gave them this gift of the Holy Spirit so that they could tell other people about God. And that things like language barriers, people speaking different languages, that wouldn't get in the way of God's message, right? Well, people came from all over to hear what this commotion was about. They were amazed and they thought it was incredible that they could hear the disciples speaking their own language. One of Jesus' disciples named Peter, he stood up and he started to teach all of the people standing outside. He taught them about some of the prophecies in the Old Testament a long time ago. He taught them about their sin and how they needed Jesus. He told them that if they turned to Jesus, that he would give them salvation, that he would save them from their sin. And guess what? That he would give them the present of the Holy Spirit too. Well, on that day, guess how many people became Christians?
A lot.
A lot. It was over 3,000 people just on that one day. And it was on that day that the church was born. Because after that, Christians began to meet together. They started sharing everything they had with other believers and continued meeting and sharing and caring for one another. And now here today, almost 2,000 years later, we still gather. That's what we're doing today, right? That's what we do every Sunday. We gather together as the church. We remember what God has done for us. And we care for one another. We tell others about how God loves them and that he sent his son to save them. So next week, on Pentecost Sunday, remember to say happy birthday to the church. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your church and for the gift of your Holy Spirit. We are so glad that we are part of your family. Help us to share your love and to tell others about Jesus. We love you, God. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now I think, do you want to take over?
Yep, don't leave yet. We have your certificates and little goodie bags for all the Sunday school kids. So we'll call your name. You come and get it and then go sit back with your parents. Okay, then we're almost done. And then we get to eat downstairs. And did some of you see the birthday tables down there?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing, aren't they? Remember what month you're born in?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. No, you don't have to sit at your table. If you see a cake that's even better someplace else. John, do you want to sit right here? Sit by Lamb. Okay, everybody. Okay, Eliana. Oh, and Alex, sit down, you guys. We're going to call your name. Come and get your bag, okay? All right. Come on over. Okay, here we go. We'll find a name, okay? Where are we starting? Anybody? You got it? Okay. Kaylin Larson. Okay, when you get it, you take it, and then you can go sit down, okay? I don't know who to take it from. Fern. Where's Fern? Why didn't you pass them? Yep. Halen. Anne Marie, you want to come up here? Yep, you can get it. No, he's not. Clara, you want to come? Yep. Lucy, yep, Lucy's not here. Sorry. Kaylee isn't here. Kinsley. Et. Ivan. Okay, if you can get through here. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, be really careful. Here you go. Yeah. Okay, Ivan's next. Let's see, who do we have? Reese. Reese, why don't you just come? Yeah, it's kind of a jungle here. Thank you for being careful. Izzy. Izzy Shepherd. We got two Izzy's. Izzy Shepherd. Oh, there she is. Who's next? Landon. What? We'll get him later. Okay. Sophia. You still up here? Oh, right. There she is. There she is. Elsie. Okay. Lily. Lily Stock. Oh, there. What am I doing? Claire is not here. Ellie Shepherd. Come, jump down here. All right, you gonna make it through? Sorry, people, we got lots of kids here. It's a wonderful problem. Brindley. Alice Turchin. Oh, there she is, right here. Oh, Emma's not here. John. Bridget. Bridget Knudsen. Hey. Rosie. Eli. Myla. Eleanor Turchin. Emma. Izzy Knudsen. Violet Stock. Amelia Turchin. Eliana. Way to go. Thank you all. Thanks for bringing your kids to Sunday school. Thanks to all who helped too.
Well, thank you, Joy, and the Sunday school staff. Yes, let us close our service with a closing chorus. Invite the congregation to rise as you're able. Let's sing together, "Go Now in Peace." Benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.